Pardon me. Welcome to our pre-show. Pardon me. I'm eating dinner. What is dinner for Phil Hendry? Well, right now, we're doing the Tuesday show. Just got done with the Tuesday show. And as has been my practice, I'm doing the pre-show after doing the show. But that's the way it's been going for me. I'm having dinner. What is dinner? Apples and sliced vegan cheese. Apples, sliced vegan cheese, vegan mayo on the vegan cheese. And you know, I got to tell you something, that vegan cheese is fucking good, man. It's really good. Of all the vegan things that there are, vegan cheese works. I don't know about, I'm not a huge fan of, you know, the vegan hot dogs are okay. They're okay. The bean burgers and shit like that, those are good. I'm not into like vegan pastrami. They try to, I don't think you can recreate the world of meat eating if you've gone vegan, you know, and if you're a vegan company, if you're a company that specializes in making vegan products, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're going for, and I appreciate the thought, but I think there's just some things we have to, if we go vegan, there's just some shit you got to give up, man. You can't have fucking pastrami, you know, you can't have, I don't know, man, you know, bacon. I said, you know, I don't know why you'd be vegan and you'd have a hankering for bacon. When I finally got informed as to how animals are slaughtered in this country, I never ate fucking, I certainly goddamn well didn't eat pork ever again. I never touched fucking pork. I haven't eaten pork in 30 years. And I shouldn't say, you know, 100%. I mean, I'm sure it was thrown into a salad that I ate every now and again, but I didn't purposely, intentionally seek out or eat fucking pork. And I haven't for 30 goddamn years. And I think a lot of people that celebrate bacon, you know, these stupid motherfuckers that talk about bacon, yeah, you know. I think if they actually realized the fucking hell that those animals, especially pigs, have been put through down through the thousands and thousands of years that man has domesticated animals for food. I doubt if they'd ever go near a fucking slice of bacon again. The ASPCA was founded by a man, and his name escapes me, but I know his story, was founded by a man who in part, decided to form the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals because every morning, in the center of town, in the city that he lived in, they skinned pigs alive, preparing them to be sold as meat. And he heard these poor animals wailing in pain. And he testified to that effect when I think he went to court. I think he was either criminally charged for something or... but he told the crowd and the judge and the jury, because they were nitpicking him, said, "What, you don't believe in swatting flies? You don't believe in mosquitoes? What do you think is acceptable? Are we not allowed to, you know, swat flies?" They were trying to trivialize what he was saying, and finally he just broke through their bullshit and said, "Here's why I want to do what I want to do." And he went into this description. It was powerful. All right, man. Now that I've gotten your attention and now that you're feeling really good about life, let's do our show.